From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, why stress was good for Neanderthals, not so swell for us. And Fort Worth turns its civic spotlight on public art. We'll start today with a look at how the city of Dallas spends money and how City Manager A.C. Gonzalez wants to tweak that. Gonzalez is 6 months into his job as permanent city manager, and tomorrow he will present his first official budget to the City Council. When he started the process, he thought he'd have $30 million less than last year, but surging property tax revenues left him with $55 million more, which is good news for the city's libraries and animal services. Gonzalez sat down today with KERA's Rick Holter.
A.C. Gonzalez, appreciate you making the time for us.
It's my pleasure.
Your proposal would cut the police budget by $5 million. No one would be laid off, but 35 jobs would be cut by attrition. That's almost three times as much as Police Chief David Brown originally proposed. He's on board now, but Richard Todd of the Fraternal Order of Police called it a slap in the face. Is it?
Absolutely not. The 35 positions are indeed a reduction. However, as a whole, the police department is still going to be growing in a very solid way. Most of that has to do with police salaries, which obviously is not a slap in the face for all those officers that will be getting not only a 4% cost of living, but a 5% for those that are eligible step increase.
Let's talk a little bit about libraries. You're proposing $3 million more this year and another $3 million the next year, but the library system says it needs $10 million just to get back to where it was in 2008. Is this enough of a step up?
Our approach to the enhancements at the library are to find a way where we can increase the number of hours where the library facilities are kept open to the public. And indeed, what we're offering up in terms of a proposal is that over the next 2 years, we will have 13 of our, not only branch, but the central library, open 7 days a week.
Now, we heard a story last week about volunteers who drive through some of the rough neighborhoods in South Dallas. Here's how one of those volunteers, Marina Tereshevska, describes what she calls Hell Street.
The neighborhood is pretty much overtaken by animals, by stray dogs and cats.
You want $700,000 more for animal services. Will that really make a dent in this problem?
It does make a dent. It will probably not solve it in and of itself, but what we're trying also to do is encourage, by this investment, the community to step up in even more than they already have, to see about investing in this area so that we can make even more strides in the future.
What in this budget do you think hasn't gotten the attention that it should?
One area in particular that we gave a number of briefings has to do with our infrastructure, streets, buildings, traffic signals. There are enormous needs with regards to our infrastructure this budget is not immediately addressing. It is setting the stage for us to be doing more in the future in terms of bond investment, but this budget in and of itself is really not addressing.
Do you worry that we're at the top of an economic cycle right now, and still it doesn't seem like you have the money to do the kind of things you should be doing at the top of an economic cycle?
Yes, I do worry. And quite frankly, it is with that challenge that I am even more concerned that we stay focused on building on our strengths to make sure that our future is one of making more revenues available. Because as it stands right now, if we don't have ways of actually creating more wealth in the community, what we really start going down the road of is subtracting. And once you get into the path of subtracting on services, subtracting on investment into our economic development, you get into a death spiral, which is something that we obviously want to avoid.
City Manager A.C. Gonzalez, thanks for taking the time.
It was my pleasure.
In Fort Worth, a big city bond package this spring provided a nice chunk of change for public art projects, $3.5 million. Now comes the tough part, deciding how to spend it. As KERA's Jerome Weeks reports, that's the topic of a public meeting going on right now.
Since 2001, 2% of the budget for improvements to streets and parks in Fort Worth bond projects has been devoted to public artworks. This year, Fort Worth City Council decided, just this once, just to keep costs down, only 1% of the transportation bonds would be used for art. That still left a $3.5 million budget for public art. And in recent weeks, City Council members have taken the initial plan by the Fort Worth Art Commission and redistributed the money a bit to their different districts. Gregory Ibanez is chair of the Art Commission.
Speaking as chair, please, they're wanting more projects in their districts. I think that's a reflection of the public support. I mean, it's important to remember these projects are very grassroots.
The projects include new artworks for Chisholm Trail Park and Trail Drivers Park, as well as dozens for libraries and fire stations. The most unusual items involve lighting and improving three freeway underpasses. The idea is to make them safer and more appealing to pedestrians. There's also a plan for a landmark artwork. The budget for that was trimmed to $1.4 million. But Ibanez says that's a long-term project, with money being built up over several years.
The idea being that this would be something significant that would be iconic, would be meaningful to the city as a whole.
Ibanez says the great example of such a city-defining landmark is Cloudgate, the giant silvery bean in Chicago's Millennium Park. He notes that sculpture cost $23 million. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
The Fort Worth Art Commission is in the middle of a public hearing on these plans at the Hazel Harvey Peace Center. If you're sitting in traffic right now, you may be feeling stressed. And as you probably know, that's not good. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to a Harvard researcher about how our bodies respond to stress. Here's Think producer Stephen Becker.
For our distant ancestors, stress was actually very useful.
If a lion is chasing you, or you think a lion might chase you, it's a good idea to get your heart rate up and run as fast as you can.
That's Daniel Lieberman, the chair of the Department of Human Evolutionary Biology at Harvard.
But those kinds of stress events tend to be short in duration, but intense.
As in, you escaped the lion or you got eaten. Either way, when we get stressed, a gland near our kidneys secretes cortisol, which provides a burst of energy. That's great for evading those lions. But today we typically experience mental stress rather than physical, and that tension tends to hang around.
The kinds of stress that we now encounter are chronic. It causes us to have high levels of blood sugar. It causes us to depress our immune systems. It causes us to sleep less, which then causes us to be stressed more.
Essentially, we figured out how to outsmart the physical dangers our prehistoric ancestors faced, but the message hasn't made it to our bodies. For now, we just convert that excess energy to fat.
So what's called visceral fat or belly fat is actually the fat that causes most of the diseases that we care about today. And you know, stress levels basically transfer fat to those areas. You know, for a short term, that's a good thing. Over long, you know, hours, years, months of stress, that's a ruinous thing. And so many of the problems that we face today come from chronic stress.
One more thing to be stressed out over. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Daniel Lieberman's book is called The Story of the Human Body, Evolution, Health, and Disease. Think re-airs tonight at 9 or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. 30% chance we might see a shower this evening, overnight low 75. Tomorrow, high in the mid-90s. With winds from the north, they'll be pretty brisk too, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny skies, a high of 95. Same thing for Thursday, and it will warm up a bit for the weekend. 95 degrees in Dallas, 96 in Fort Worth, 93 in Denton, 89 in Sherman, and 90 in Tyler. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.